Ryan Sandberg, you know, I'm most interested about, you are a huge routine guy. And I think that for successful people in whatever walk of life they're doing, if you're an accountant, if you're a baseball player, you have a certain expectation of how you go about your day. Where did you learn that? How did it help you?
I learned a routine early on in the minor leagues, and then fine-tuned it as I got into the big leagues, being around veteran players like Bill Buckner and Larry Boa, Ron Say, Gary Matthews, and I was able to tweak it in a way that it was some of their routines mixed in with some of mine to create my routine, which I felt would help me have success. And it was important for me to stick with a routine because I felt mentally that if I stick with my routine, if I do what I have to do every day, I just go out and just play the game, have fun, because I've covered everything I need to cover and I'm ready to play the game. So that was important for me.
So it kind of maybe like allowed you to be in the moment better. Does that make sense?
Be in the moment, be prepared for the moment. Yeah. And so a routine for me was turning all the different double plays, going into short right field and doing a spin, making throws to first, taking some ground balls over second base and one hopping to the first baseman, a couple charge-in plays. I did that every single day, even if it was four or five of those different plays, along with making all the throws. And then swinging the bat, you know, working to right field. As a lineups and as hitting groups, we used to do different situations. Man on third, one out. A man on second, nobody out. You got to do the job. Those types of preparations I practiced, and we also practiced as a group. And so when the game would happen and that situation would come up, I've already covered it. Now I just have to put my mindset in that situation and get the job done.
Do you ever look back, because you had the break and then came back, do you ever come back and wish you had just played longer when you were out there and maybe hadn't stopped and then come back?
No, not really. No. I was able to come back and enjoy a couple of years, have two more shots of get to postseason, and that was my goal. And so I was just getting ready to turn 39 when I hung up the cleats, and I felt at that time I was could not play 162 games or be ready to play 162 at second base. And so when I felt like that was the time, then it was the time for some younger players to come in and let them have their turn.
So you're standing on Wrigley Field right now, and like to me, like Father Time is just cruel. Like I feel like you're a Hall of Fame baseball player, but you can't do what you did for your entire life. Is there part of you that feels like I could still go out there and maybe get a couple knocks, certainly field a ground ball?
I feel that's to some extent, but then again, I know how hard of a game it is, and I just enjoy watching these guys play and play the caliber of baseball that they're playing. It's fun to watch. I also have the flag up there on the right field pole that says, you know, I'm no longer putting on the uniform and worrying about. I mean, there's some stress that comes with playing a game and trying to get a couple hits every day. Did you become here as a fan and enjoy Wrigley Field and enjoy the fans and see the atmosphere from this angle, which I've done since I retired? I get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
So a young player comes up to you and says, hey, Rhino, how do I handle an 0 for 4 or maybe an 0 for 12? And you started, what were you, 1 for your first, whatever?
1 for 31. 1 for 31. And for me to get out of a slump was to go back to the basics of just shorten up the swing, just trying to make contact, put the ball in play hard four times and see what happens. And oftentimes when I did that and really go back to the middle of the field where there's a lot of hits up the middle, I would try that. I would do it in batting practice, and then once again, I'd cover that in batting practice, the game would start, and then I would hopefully have that muscle memory and that approach take me into the game. But there were often times where I'd try and hit four hard balls right at the second baseman, like bullets right at the second baseman. And oftentimes I would do that, and that would get me right back to where I wanted to be, because that meant I was letting the ball travel a little bit. I was making some good contact and working the right center part of the field, and that usually solved any problems.
Were you able, when you went home after an 0-4, were you able to let it go, or did it bother you like all night?
No, slumps and 0-for-4s and losses, that bothered me most of the night. And the other thing that I do is just I couldn't wait for the next day. And I think that's where Wrigley Field helped me out a lot, because with the day baseball, I was able to get back on the field and get to the ballpark at 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, work at my game and be able to get some games under my belt. I saw the ball very well here with all the day games that we played. That was a big advantage to me playing here. along with the fact that during my years, 162 games were on WGN TV with Harry Carey, knowing that everybody was watching. So there was a lot of incentive there to fix any problems or stay out of any slumps for too long.
You brought up one name I want to touch on before we get it go. Bill Buckner, people, I think, forget that he was here when you came up. And I was watching his press conference when he got traded to the Red Sox, and he was super emotional leaving here. I mean, he loved being a Cub. Like, if somebody asked you about Bill Buckner, what would you say?
My minor league season, I hit in his group, and he was the first real major league professional hitter that I was ever around. So to be with him my whole rookie season and the next year, 82 and 83, and hitting his group, watch his approach, see him hit line drive, line to line, using the whole field. I mean, he was professional. That's the way that I took batting practice. So I learned a lot from him as far as that goes. And he's a batting champion. He can hit. He can flat out hit.
Ryan, I appreciate the time. You're doing, what do you got, some golf going on here, the Ryder Cup?
A little Ryder Cup today. Hosting that, and the Ryder Cup at Wrigley Field. That doesn't happen every year, so it'll be a lot of fun today. Fans get a chance to have a picture taken with the Ryder Cup.
What are you shooting, 75 out there?
Normally, but I'm a little rusty. Too many days here at Wrigley Field, and too good of a baseball season going on. I wouldn't want to miss this.
Ryan Stanford, appreciate the time.
You got it.